السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. نحمدہ ونصلی علی رسولہ الکریم، اما بعد، بذ فضل آف اللہ تبارک و تعالی، ہز احسان، ہز کرم، ہز مرسی، ہز بلیسنگ، ہز کائنڈنس، مینی آف یو اسپینڈ دا ہول نائٹ ان عبادت، ذکر، تلاوت، ریسیٹیشن آف درود اینڈ سلام، دعا ایکسیٹرا ایکسیٹرا. سو ناؤ واٹ ڈز اللہ تبارک و تعالی سے ان دا قرآن شریف ود ریگارڈ ٹو دوز who restrain themselves, those who adopt taqwa. Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونٍ. They will be in gardens and they will be in fountains, springs of water. Why will Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give them all that? Because إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَبْلَ ذَلِكَ مُحْسِنِينَ. In their worldly life, I'm just giving an explanation, in their worldly life, when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sent them to the world, so in that worldly life of theirs, they were the doers of good. They did a lot of good in their lives whilst they were on the surface of the earth. They didn't indulge in sins and vices and evils. They restrained themselves. Other people were enjoying themselves in cinemas, clubs, theatres, discos. So these people were also human beings. They were not made out of steel or stone. They also had desires, but they did not fulfill the desires of their nafs. They fulfilled the desire of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. They restrained themselves and they did good. They made salah, they made zikr, tilawat, they took care of needy, poor, orphans, destitute, all good deeds and actions they did. But in this particular verse, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentioned certain good deeds of this. And that is, that wabil asharihum yastad, first of all, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَبْلَ ذَلِكَ مُحْسِنِينَ كَانُوا قَلِيلًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا يَحْجَعُونَ. They used to sleep but a little at night. Now that was one of their qualities, one of the good deeds that they used to do, is that they used to sleep a little at night. They are human beings, they require sleep, and 6 hours of sleep, even our mashayikh say these days, minimum 6 hours you should sleep. But should not become an ocean of laziness that you sleep the whole night. So they say at least a little part of the night. Those people, they should stay up the most of the night. But we should at least spend some part of the night, half an hour before Subh Sadiq, if we get up, we can make some tahajjud salat, make some dua. Those who made this morning salat here, how beautiful a time it is, how wonderful you feel. What a nice connection you feel with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala at that time. So these people used to sleep a little at night. They used to engage themselves in ibadat, zikr, tilawat. Now we will say that, mashallah, these days most of our youth, they sleep very little at night. Allah Ta'ala says, must sleep little at night, so that's what they do, sleep little at night. Don't you see, we return 2 o'clock in the morning. We come back 3 o'clock in the morning. See how little we sleep. So they too sleep little at night, but they go and pass their time in discos, rave clubs, and then they come back. So those are not the people that Allah Ta'ala is referring to. Those people who sleep little at night, meaning they were engaged in good deeds, actions, ibadat, tilawat, etc. Or at least some part of the night. But then after they have done the ibadat, and this is now relevant to what we did last night, the whole night we spent. But now after that, وَبِلْ أَسْحَارِهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. In the early part of the morning, early hours, then they make a lot of istighfar. Whole night they didn't play tabla, dolak, sarangi. There was no dance and rave. Made ibadat, zikr, tilawat. But still, early part of the morning they make istighfar. Oh Allah, we could not do justice. What we did, we couldn't even do justice to that. Not even worthy of presentation. So forgive us for our shortcomings, our weakness. That is the sifat of a believer, that he tries his level best to do the best he can. And after that, he still makes istighfar over it. Those who are pious and righteous, they do good deeds, and then they still make istighfar, that, Ya Allah, forgive us for our shortcomings. And the others, they engage in sins, all kinds of haram, and then they still brag about it, that we were able to hijack that container, we were able to do that person down, we were able to indulge in adultery, fornication, the whole night. Now all those type of things they brag about. So these people, after all that ibadat, now they make istighfar. وَبِلْ أَصْحَارِهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Then in their wealth also, وَفِي أَمْوَالِهِمْ حَقٌّ لِلسَّائِلِ وَالْمَحْرُومِ. In their wealth there is a share for those who ask and for those who are deprived of asking. Now different meanings have been given. Those who beg, they've got a problem and they beg. We're not talking about professional beggars. Professional beggars, they are plentiful. Some people, they are begging for what? Television license. Television license hasn't been paid. So now they need some help and assistance. And some people for other things they need it. And some are genuine. But others, they do not have. They are in difficulties. They are in hardship. But they don't beg. And those are the people that we should search for. Because they are not begging. They want to lead a respectable life. Sometimes they are even starving. They're just managing on making ends meet. Sometimes they rent light water bills. They want work. They want job. They are honest, truthful people. But they're not begging. So they are suffering. So now those are the people that neighbors come to know of. So they should try and search them out and help them, assist them. So istighfar, tawbah and all that, you just shed some tears. But let some weight come on the pocket also. Because one person was crying near one dog. So he said, why are you crying? He said, because this dog is dying. And I feel really pity for this dog, that it's dying. So why is it dying? He said, it's dying of starvation. No food. So what's in that basket? In the basket there's meat, there's bread. So why don't you give some from there? You're shedding tears, why don't you give some food from that basket to the dog if it's dying of starvation? He said, no, the tears are free. That food we paid for. Tears we don't have to pay for. Tears are free. So let some weight come on the pocket too. And we must not think always the rich people must give, rich people must give. The person who has got 10 rand can give 1 rand from there. The person who has got 100 rand can give 10 rand. The person who has got 1,000 rand can give 100 rand. The person who has got 1,000,000. So proportionately the person should give something. The ulama can give it. The huffaz can give, the qaris can give, everybody can give. Why is it that we only say the rich people must give? Any person who has got surplus, from there he can give something. So let some weight come on the pocket too. We should not become very miserly. And Allah Ta'ala will give barakat, wallah he'll give barakat. For every one that the person gives sincerely, 10 he must get in return somehow. Otherwise we'll become like those three friends. They were discussing about the light bills. So one person said the bill is becoming a bit too high nowadays. So what I have done is that the fan got 3 blades, so I took 1 blade out. So the other person said, well, you took 1 out, I took 2 out. So the third one said, I hardly get any account. He said, why? Hot days, don't you use the fan? He said, no, when I feel cold, hot, I've got all 3 blades there. But when I feel hot, I sit under the fan and I shake myself. So you don't get any bill after that. You say, I shake myself, why must I use the fan? So let some weight come on the pocket too. وَفِي الْأَرْضِ آيَاتٌ لِلْمُوقِنِينَ وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Well, there's no time to go into the detail and I too am tired now. So I make dua, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, accept the ibadat, the zikr, the tilawat. And the du'as which we made last night, may Allah Ta'ala make it beneficial for us, our children, our grandchildren, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And may Allah Ta'ala protect us from any kind of pride and any kind of holier than thou attitude after making some ibadat. We must make istighfar, we must ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. We must make his shukr, whatever ibadat he gave us the tawfiq of doing. He was not rushed now to the mirror in the morning and see how much of noor came. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. My deen is very beautiful. Hanste hasate khuda tak pahunch jao. Be cheerful, be happy when it's time to cry in your dua. Cry before Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise with the family, with friends, in society, Allah Ta'ala wants us to be happy, to be cheerful, to within the parameters of Sharia, enjoy all the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. Nobody stops us. Just restrain ourselves from haram. So what little dua, ibadat, whatever we did, now don't let it vanish. The moment we go out today into the bazaars and marketplaces, then one way again we are back to square one. So then we won't take off. We'll just remain there all the time. Our hearts will remain empty. Make a lot of dua for me also. Allah Ta'ala give me the tawfiq of amal, give me sahat. And take the khidmat of deen with ikhlas from this insignificant servant of his. I can't make enough shukr of his ni'mats. They're unlimited upon me. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min sharri ma sta'aza minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa antal musta'an wa alaykal balagh wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Now we will read one tasbih of la ilaha illallah to start the day. Those who still are fresh enough or have got the strength to sit, you can sit, others can go. One tasbih won't take more than a few minutes. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله لا إله إلا 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 الله لا
illallah, la ilaha 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 illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله واصحابه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.